So our sermon today picks up from where Jack read earlier in Matthew. This is Matthew 23, verses 23 through 24. And Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others, you blind guides. You strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel." Thank you, God, for the gift of your word, which adds spice and flavor to our lives. So as I continued researching for this sermon series about eating our way through the Bible, I started thinking about spices. I like to add a little pepper or other kinds of spices to whatever I cook to enhance the flavors and make the food interesting. I like trying different spicy combinations. I keep all my spices in a couple of drawers, neatly alphabetized, so I can find whatever I need whenever I need it. So I thought, what kinds of spices did they have back in Jesus' day? We learned last year about salt and how important it was to the people back then, not only as a flavorer, but as a preservative. And we learned the ancients used honey as a sweetener because they didn't have sugar. So I figured they must have used something to make their food taste good, herbs and other flavorings, if not ketchup and mustard and my personal all-time favorite, a hearty, zesty barbecue sauce. These last three, of course, were invented way later. I could tell you things about ketchup. A number of spices are mentioned in the Bible, including dill and cinnamon and rue and the bitter herbs that were eaten at Passover, which may have included endive, chicory, and arugula. But today, we're going to have just a hint of mint. Now, back in Kentucky, they know just what to do with mint, don't they? Juleps, right? Derby, right? Although I have to say, the first time I had a mint julep, I didn't like it at all. It was watery and it wasn't minty enough for me. When I was growing up, a neighbor had a little herb garden out back, yes, even in the Bronx, and she had mint in it. She grew it to put in her homemade spaghetti sauce. My friends and I would sometimes sneak over to her garden and tear off a mint leaf to chew on. It was always refreshing, always a good little tasty pick-me-up. Mint isn't a big plant. It isn't, pardon the pun, meant to be. When you cook with it, you just want to use a pinch of it, a hint of mint. You don't want its flavor to overpower the main dish. That's where the Pharisees got it wrong. They expected their tithing of even their mint and other herbs to be a big deal, to overpower everything else and to matter most of all to God. They expected people to be amazed that they were so very meticulous, so very religious, that they even tithed something so innocuous as mint. It was all in keeping with their character. The Pharisees always wanted people to be impressed with the way they obeyed the law to the nth degree. They always wanted to lord it over other people, people who weren't as religious as they were, people who weren't as special as they were. And they wanted to tell other people exactly how they should act and exactly how they should live. They set some very high standards, even the standard of tithing minor herbs. The Pharisees obviously saw themselves as going above and beyond the norm, and that made them untouchable and impeccable. And what did Jesus think about all that? Jesus was not as impressed with the Pharisees as they were with themselves. Jesus didn't like the Pharisees very much, not because they were always hassling and arguing with him, but because they were always hassling other people, putting burdens of obedience on them and making up rules for them to follow. But they wouldn't follow those rules themselves. They did not practice what they preached. Jesus had sharp words for the Pharisees. He called them hypocrites, a word that means actors. They were always acting like they were so religious and all that. They were always acting like they were above everybody else and always acting like they thought they didn't have to do anything because they were set. They were the interpreters of the law, and they sat in Moses' seat, carrying on the traditions that Moses had handed down. So they were all right with God and they could do whatever they wanted. The word Pharisee means separated one, and that's exactly what they were. The Pharisees strove to separate themselves from the worries and woes of the world and the concerns of the little people who would never be as highly religious as they were. So secure were they in their righteousness, so caught up were they in the minutiae of life and herbs, they neglected the big matters. They saw the little mint plants, but they couldn't see the elephants in the garden. While they mulled over their mint, they turned their backs on the things that Jesus and God expected them to tend to: justice, mercy, faith. Because they kept their noses down among the mint leaves, they could blind themselves to what was going on all around them. Their focus was on the foliage, to the neglect of some things that are real spices of life: justice, mercy, faith. The being overly concerned about their hint of mint distracted them from weightier matters of the world. Justice and mercy and faith are the spices of life. The Pharisees duped justice by judging other people by their own standards and always, always finding them coming up short when they compared themselves to others, which we are definitely not called to do. The Pharisees muddied mercy by burdening people with their own ideas of what it meant to be righteous and accepted by God. They foiled faith by trying to make people think the only way to be faithful was to follow the rules they concocted but didn't keep themselves. Jesus called them out on it. They weren't fooling him. He saw right through their charade, their holier-than-thou act, their hypocrisy. They wanted to be separate from the world, but you can't separate justice, mercy, and faith from loving and serving God. A friend of mine once gave me some mint from her garden. She told me to be careful with it because mint can take over when it's planted. It can just go wild. Jesus wanted the Pharisees to be concerned about letting justice and mercy and faith take over and go wild. True justice, true mercy, true faith. Justice that accepts people just as they are and where they are on their spiritual journeys without trying to make them into something they couldn't be and weren't supposed to be. Mercy that reaches out to people to remove their life burdens rather than piling more baggage on their already aching backs. And faith in knowing that it's not so much all the piddling little things you do that makes God accept you. Faith in knowing that God loves you just as you are, whether or not you tithe the teeniest pieces of plants from your herb garden. If the Pharisees had only listened to Jesus, they could have had a minty, fresh existence full of the marvelous spices that make life an amazing, exciting adventure rather than a burden-filled drag. Instead of burying their faces in the foliage, the Pharisees should have been looking up and out, trying to see what wonders God had in store for them in the world beyond their gardens. Instead of acting like they knew exactly what God meant for people to do, they should have been doing things that showed they believed they were just as subject to God's will as everybody else. There are still Pharisees running around in this world, essentially saying, "Do as I say, not as I do." Now, as then, they put on a big, almighty, righteous show, but they aren't fooling anybody, just themselves. We want to say to them, quit acting and be for real. Jesus helps us see right through their facades and shows us a more excellent way to live, to serve, to love. He told us, take on my yoke. My burden is light. It's light as a mint leaf. When we do justice, when we love mercy, and when we walk humbly and faithfully with our God, we take our focus off ourselves and start looking out for others, our sisters and our brothers, the neighbors we are supposed to love and care for, not judge and condemn and burden. We start planting seeds of unity and harmony and acceptance, and we make God's world just a little bit better, exactly as it was meant to be. Let us pray. God, spice up our lives with heaping doses of justice, mercy, and faith that we can share with all those around us. Spice up our lives with a full measure of service and commitment. We pick up our burdens of love and light and carry them with us wherever we go, in your name and for your glory. Amen.